Welcome to the Prayer Now podcast.
Prayer Now was born of a desire to provide prayer to whoever needs it whenever they need it.
We believe what James 5:16 says, that the prayers of a righteous person are powerful and effective,
and that God hears us and desires to answer our prayers.
Whether you're listening to receive prayer or to pray along with us for others, we welcome you here.
Hi, welcome to the Prayer Now podcast. My name is Gary Ritchie. I'm the pastor of New Hope Christian Community Church, and I'm here with my wife, Elizabeth, today. And today we're going to be praying for marriage. I think one thing we've learned, Elizabeth and I have been married for 28 years, is that whether you've been married for 6 months or 60 years, whether things are going great or things are a challenge right now, you can never put your marriage on the back burner. It is such a foundational, central relationship to your life. When your marriage is going well, everything else is good. But when your marriage isn't, it doesn't matter how else great things are going, things are a struggle. And so we want to pray with you for your marriage today.
Mm-hmm. Will you pray with us? Oh God, we come before you right now and we pray for our listeners right now who would like to pray for their marriage. God, we know that marriage is a gift and it is from you. And so, God, we pray right now for our listener. God, we pray that you will bring them joy in their marriage, Lord. Bring them peace in their marriage. God, we pray that you will knit their hearts together, God, that you will just help them to trust you in the midst of their marriage, God. We pray that you will help them to love one another the way that you have loved us, God, that they will be able to see each other the way that you see them, Lord, that you will give them so much grace for each other, Lord, so much humility, Lord, so much just ability to walk together and to see things from each other's perspectives, Lord.
Father, often we may come to a place with our partner where we say, why can't they just do the thing I want them to do or be the way that I want them to be? And yet at that same time, our partner may be having that same feeling about us. Why can't they do this seemingly simple thing? Father, you call us to be one flesh. Your word says that you bring a husband and wife together, that they leave their families of origin and become one flesh together, that they are this new thing that you've created, and that our marriages model or reflect the Trinity itself. And so, Lord, help me, help us think about our spouse as part of us, that we are part of a we, part of an us, that we are not separate, that we're not in competition with one another. We're not just protecting our space or trying to get ourselves heard, but that we are part of an us. Remind us right now that we are part of a miracle, that you have put one and one together and not made two, but made one. Mm-hmm. This one new thing, this new family that you put together that you call a one flesh family. Lord, let us be reminded of the truth of who we are and the unity that comes from remembering that, that everything that came in with us, all of our baggage, all of our family, our debts, our problems, even our futures that came in are now part of this new one flesh together, that we are owned together, those things, that whatever my wife has brought in, whatever I have brought in are now joint owned by us as we are a one flesh relationship. Let us be reminded of that truth.
Oh, Lord, I want to pray right now for a listener who might be having a really big struggle in their marriage. And God, we all struggle in our marriage. We have disagreements. We have challenges. And some of them are really big. And so right now, God, I pray for them. I pray that you will just come near to them. God, come near to them and help them to know that even though their hearts might be breaking right now, God, that you are close to the brokenhearted, that you love them with an everlasting love. God, I pray that our listener right now will feel your love in such a powerful way, God, that even though they may feel really hurt right now by their spouse, that God, they will know that you love them. And Lord, wrap your arms around them right now and help them to feel that love in such a real way. And I pray for reconciliation. I pray that if our listener is feeling distant from their spouse right now, God, that you will help them to turn toward one another. God, help them to seek you, to really come before you and do that that soul searching. God, allow you to examine their souls, examine their hearts, to see where it is that maybe they need to be humble, Lord, and come and apologize, Lord, or have grace for a spouse who has really hurt them, Lord. I'm thinking about Colossians 3. Therefore, as God's chosen people, holy and dearly loved, clothe yourself with compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. Bear with one another and forgive whatever grievances you may have against one another. Forgive as the Lord forgave you, and over all these virtues put on love, which binds them all together in perfect unity. We pray that scripture right now for our listener. Lord, help them to be able to put on that compassion, that kindness, Lord, and that forgiveness as it's needed. In Jesus' name.
And Father, we remember the instruction given to us in the book of Ephesians, where the Apostle Paul says to couples, he says, submit to one another out of reverence for Christ. That word submission, so often misunderstood, but is a voluntary surrendering of rights so that the two might become one. Not because the other is perfect, not because your husband or wife never hurts you, but because you respect Jesus, because you believe in Jesus, because he is our rescue plan. Lord, I pray that whoever is listening to this today would abandon any other rescue plan that is not Jesus Christ, any other plan for another relationship or some fantasy about what a break would look like, but that they would cling on to Jesus Christ. We may feel like we are behind a wall, Lord. We might feel like the other person is impossible, but Father, you are the God of the impossible. You, all things are possible for those who trust in you and live in your way. And you can even use the worst of things. Your word says that you work for good and for in all things for those who trust you. And that even sometimes the worst parts, the hardest things in our marriage, if they're submitted to you, if we surrender ourselves to you, if we allow ourselves to get broken down by the Holy Spirit and rebuilt back up, those very things that seem as curses when they come, Lord, you can use them to bless, that we can come out on the other side in a better position, in a healthier marriage. And so, Father, I pray for the courage for us to stay in it, to continue to submit ourselves to you and to each other, and to trust you that you have the power and the desire to work in our marriages, whether they're in a broken place or that there's just some things on the edges that need to be addressed, that we can submit those things to you and trust you to bring us through and bless us, Lord. We love you for that.
Oh, Lord, I want to pray right now for the spouse whose heart has grown cold. And Lord, I pray that you will remove that heart of stone and give them a heart of flesh, Lord. A heart that is warm toward their spouse, that's warm toward you, Lord. We know it's so easy to grow complacent or just feel like maybe the emotions aren't there. So God, we pray you will bring that back. Bring that back for our listener or for their spouse, God. And maybe they're in a difficult place, Lord, but will you do the work that only you can do in our hearts, God? And we pray that you will bring that that warmth and that love back, Lord.
Father, I am reminded of the instruction from further on in Ephesians where he says to husbands, husbands, love your wives as you love your own bodies. For no one ever hated his body, but feeds it and cares for it. And so husbands should love their wives as themselves. And Father, we receive that as a call to be someone who is an expert on our spouse, someone who knows what's going on with them, who understands their situation, who listens well, who takes into account the personality of our spouse and their background and their unique challenges, and that leans in with kindness and compassion. Lord, I pray for us to lay down the role of judge, to lay down the role of prosecutor, to be the one instead who is kind, who is compassionate, who is understanding, who encourages and roots for our spouse, because we are one flesh. And Father, I ask that your hand of protection, encouragement, and joy would be with each couple, each person who's listening to this, Lord. Your desire is to bless us in our marriages, and the greatest joys and unity come through that relationship. And so, Father, I pray for joy. I pray for remembrance of the things that brought us together, and also excitement for the future. Mm-hmm. And Lord, that our trust in you would grow and grow as we submit ourselves to you over and over again. Lord, we love you. We trust you for our marriages. I cast out anything from the evil one, any lie, any deception, any brokenness, any accusations, Lord, that we would know that those were from him and cast them away in the name and power and blood of Jesus Christ, that we may pick up your word, your promises, and your way. We pray these things in the mighty and matchless name of Jesus Christ. Thank you so much for tuning in to the Prayer Now podcast today. I pray that it blesses you and your marriage. Liz, would you close us up with a passage?
Yeah, we want to leave you with this. 1 John 4:6-7. Dear friends, let us love one another, for love comes from God, and everyone who loves has been born of God and knows God. Amen.
Thank you for listening to Prayer Now. Prayer Now is a ministry of New Hope Christian Community Church in Round Lake, Illinois. You can donate to support the work of Prayer Now at newhoperoundlake.com/prayernow.